Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. All right. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Are you glad to be in the house tonight?
Amen.
You could be outside in the cold. I'm glad to be in the house tonight. I'm glad to be inside instead of outside. Well, man, I tell you, I am so excited tonight. Do I say that every night?
Yes.
Well, I mean it. Are you excited?
Yes.
Well, I'm really excited is because my friend, long time friend, good people, Sally McLeod is here tonight. And Bill knows them well, worked with her a long time, I think. Is that right, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, 10, 15 years. 10, 15 years. Wow, I tell you, great person. So glad to have her here tonight, I tell you. So we've got a great message the Lord has given us, and it's called God's Word Under Attack. So if you would, stand with me. We're going to look at one scripture. We're going to look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Are we there?
Yes.
I love this one. It says, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, just thanking you for the table you have prepared for us tonight. Lord, we ask that you just open our hearts to receive your word. And Lord God, my prayer always is that they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. You know, last week we gave a message on the Lord lifting up a standard. And we talked about what a standard was. And I told you that my standard was to get my kid back in church. And there he is. He plopped in on me. I was about to make an excuse for him. Well, I gave him an option. Here's the problem with a standard. Don't give him any options. I said, you come Saturday or Wednesday. But then I say, I changed my mind. I said, you're coming Wednesday as well. But then he was in the bathroom. I had to leave him. I said, I got to go. But he popped me in. How did you get here, son? He doesn't know how he got here. He took a taxi. Well, son, I'm glad to see you. I'm going to tell you. But like I say, folks, you got to get those standards back. And it starts by getting people in the house of God. And most importantly, in the Word of God. Have you reviewed your life and looked at those standards that you used to have set up and now they're gone? Did you do that review this week? What wall did you have built up that the enemy has attacked and torn down? God wants us to build up those standards. But tonight we're going to talk about how does the standard go away? And it goes away because God's Word is under attack. Now, whenever we say God's Word is under attack, we are really saying God is under attack. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if God's Word is under attack, He is under attack. If we are His children, guess what? We are under attack. Now, God has a special place for the importance upon His Word. His Word is so important, He gives us these words.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.